In a speech to students in apartheid South Africa, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy declared, "This world demands the qualities of youth." As I walked around the Boston climate strike, I heard those words over and over in my head. I heard those words and thought of the audacity of Greta Thunberg. Fed up with adults doing nothing on climate change in her native Sweden and choosing to do the opposite. A single teenager on strike became 6 million people marching across the world. 6 million of the tiny ripples of hope Kennedy would refer to later in the same speech. Walking around Government Center Plaza, I was struck by the mood of the predominantly youthful strikers. Hopeful, joyful, energetic. It is easy to read the science around climate change, study the politics around climate change, read the history of efforts to tackle climate change thus far, and come away despondent. They did the exact opposite. You have to ask yourself why. There are strategic reasons. The public responds to a hopeful message. It is easier to attract supporters and win allies with an optimistic message. It is easier to lose energy and supporters with doomsday constantly on your tongue. But I do not believe it was any of those. I believe the strikers are hopeful and joyful and energetic because they have realized they cannot wait for any one elected official or party or anything else to solve the climate crisis. It is up to them. That is exciting. It is reason for hope, for joy, for optimism. Citizen might be the most important title in a democracy, but organized citizens are the most powerful. Organized citizens have led nearly all of the major presidential candidates to take a no fossil fuel campaign contribution pledge, to back a climate change debate and participate in climate change forums. They have driven the only party that accepts the science of climate change to propose bold, ambitious plans to solve the crisis. They have sat in, spoken up, and been heard. They turned a one-student climate strike into a global movement. Speaking of the qualities of youth, Kennedy went on in the same speech to describe them as a quality of imagination, a predominance of courage over timidity, of the appetite for adventure over the life of ease. Only a young person could look at the mess we are in now, the climate crisis, rising economic inequality, families separated at the border and children in cages, gun violence unabated. Only a young person could look at that and not only see the way forward, but smile working to get us all there. It will take courage and an appetite for adventure. It will take an imagination to see beyond the turbulence of today to a brighter tomorrow. It took young people like John Lewis to drive the civil rights movement. It took young people to end apartheid in South Africa. Young people who were the targets to speak up after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. For so many pivotal times in our country's history, it has taken the qualities of youth to help drive necessary changes to make our country better than it was the day or the decade before. Yes, we should applaud the actions of the energized, joyful, and hopeful young people around the world. But we should also hope that our current political leaders have enough imagination, courage, and adventure to listen to them too.